And we're going to turn to the book of Proverbs. To the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. Proverbs, chapter 22. We're going to look at one verse this morning. I think it's a very important verse. I look at the events going on in the last few weeks in our life. And just look at the things that are going in our nation. And I don't think there's a more appropriate passage of Scripture to preach on this morning. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3, it says, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. And you know, God actually in Proverbs 27 and verse 12 tells us once again the exact same thing, word for word. "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for the Word of God. We pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones. We pray for those who are not here today with us. Lord, we just pray that you would help them all with what they need. Father, we pray for this nation. We pray for the missionaries and the churches that we support and those of like mind that want to get the gospel out. And Lord, we just pray for our leaders in this world and this nation. It's just so many things going wrong. Lord, today we pray that you would help us to see the truth in this Scripture and see the great cost it's given to this nation, yea, in the world. It's not new, but Father, help us to see what's before us. Help us to understand. Lord, we just pray that you'd bless the preaching of your word today and help your people. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. You know, that is something that is pretty clear as you go through life itself. We all know people who seem to be prepared for everything. And by the way, I will just say this. If you look at the culture around us and the way our nation is going, you might want to start preparing for some things. You know, there is a large segment of society now, or a fairly large segment of society now. They call themselves preppers and homesteaders and things like that. And what they do is they are going back and they're learning old ways of doing things. They're learning to grow gardens and provide their own food. I've got one of my nephews and one of my nieces. My niece and her husband, anyway, I talked to them here a little over a week ago, and I talked to them, and I was very impressed with them because we were talking about some things that they were doing, and we were talking about, we were talking about what we were doing and they were doing, and you know, he was telling me how all of their vegetables and everything, they get out of their own gardens and they raise their own beef cattle and they provide their meat for a year. And that's wonderful. That's astonishing. And now they're all worried about high prices of everything and they're worried about food shortages and everything like that. And you know, those are the people that are going to be able to weather that. And you know, there were a lot of people in the, you go back to the Great Depression period, and you go back to that, and you have a lot of people who are all focused on Wall Street and money, 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 money. And then when the money turned out to be no good and lost all its value when they had hyperinflation back then and money became worthless and the stocks fell and everything like that, when those things happened, you know who were the people that did well? Were the people that had land, not the people that had money. And not the people that owed money. And the Bible warns us about being in debt, doesn't it? warns us about debt. It warns us about different things. It warns us about, there's all kind of things in the book of Proverbs about the slothful man, the man that doesn't take care of his business, that doesn't prepare, and those things like that. And, a prudent man, these people that we're talking about, they were prudent, and they are prudent today. Those people that are trying to learn to be able to manage without having all the niceties of society and technology and everything like that. Well, all those things are wonderful, but you know they all have a shelf life. They don't always last. You know, what are you going to do when you don't have electricity? Life's going to get a little tough, isn't it? Because we've become so dependent on these things. What are you going to do when there's no food at the grocery store? Well, you're going to get food somewhere, aren't you? And if, you know, and so many things that we learned. You know, I remember when I went in the Navy. I mean, I grew up hunting and fishing and gardening and farming and everything like that. And I did all types of things that when I got in the Navy, I found out there were a lot of people that had no clue about any of that type of stuff. You know, I not only learned to hunt and fish and garden and all the things that I learned to do, but I learned to cook. You know, most men don't know how to cook. Now, most women don't know how to cook. Isn't that true? You know, at some point, you figure a prudent person would say, I realized something early on. And I had a blessing. Sometimes I grumbled and groused about it, but sometimes I'd come home from school and there'd be something pulled out of the freezer and there'd be stuff on there and say, hey, we'll be back at such and such time. Have this ready for supper. And I used to get mad because I didn't want to have to cook. But, you know, I look back now and I'm glad. But I realized at some point that I was going to grow up and I was going to have to feed myself. And I'm blessed in that I don't like to go out to eat. I don't like to go to restaurants. I don't like to go out do stuff like that. I mean, it's okay every once in a while, but I just, you know, whenever I'd go on travel, everybody'd be like, where are we going to go eat tonight? And I'd be like, you know, I'd go get me a place where I'd, you know, they'd go get a hotel room. I'd go try to find me a kitchenette so I could cook my food. But I prepared myself through life. But people have lost that. But now, people are beginning to see the value in understanding that preparation, because hard times come. A prudent man foreseeth the evil, right? And hideth himself. He makes preparation. He shields himself. He does what he needs to do because he understands the things that can come. We foresee the evil. And I'm happy that people are doing that. But I will say this to you, that same attitude of being simple and not prudent that has infected our culture in the material world and in our everyday lives has affected us spiritually too. Nobody takes a look ahead and foresees the evil. We're all caught up in entertainment and what makes us happy, what makes us feel good, and this and that. They never think about the consequences of their actions and their deeds. You see it in our culture. You look at people who look at the Constitution of the United States, right? And we have a large segment who believe it's a living document. You can make it say whatever you want to say. It'll change based upon our ideas and our... They don't even bother going through the steps of actually changing the law or amending the Constitution. They just want to reinterpret it to whatever they think it says. And is it any wonder, especially in the United States of America, that people treat the Word of God that way? They don't see the consequences of making those changes. And as a result, we're going to do what? Lose the liberties that were guaranteed us in the Constitution. And as a result, spiritually, we're going to do what? We're going to lose the liberties that we have as Christians. We are going to lose the generation of people that follow. And it's going to take an act of Almighty God like it has time and time and time again when people have rejected the authority of the Word of God. God has had to deal with people and raise up people to preach the truth. But we see that in our culture, don't we? The Bible has a lot to say about the simple man. God doesn't want us to be simple, and that means foolish, uninformed, ununderstanding. God says in the Bible, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord." And He talks about our sins. That though they're as scarlet, they can be what? Whiter than snow. He tells us to reason. Psalm 19, verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." You ever heard anybody be called a simpleton? That's the way most people are. They're foolish and ignorant about things that are important. But boy, we're sure wise, but wise toward evil. We know all about how to commit evil, don't we? Instead of being wise toward that which is godly, we're wise toward that which is evil. But we're not prudent enough to foresee the evil. Psalm 119, verse 130, "The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple." Proverbs 1:4, "To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion." God says in Proverbs 1:22, He says, "How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." Proverbs 8:5, "O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart." Proverbs 19:25, "Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." Smite a scorner, and the simple will what? Beware. Because we don't enforce our laws, and we don't enforce the truth of God's word, and we don't do the things we're supposed to do, what happens? People are not afraid of the consequences anymore, are they? But just because people aren't afraid of the consequences don't mean the consequences don't come, does it? People play around with dope and liquor and it destroys their lives and there are multitudes of consequences. People play around with immorality and there are multitudes of consequences. And just because they're not afraid of them doesn't mean the consequences don't come, does it? They come, don't they? "A prudent man perceiveth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." Proverbs 21:11 says, "When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge." We are a culture, and we have a bunch of leaders in our day. And there's always been some, but they've multiplied incredibly. But the culture is designed to keep people simple. That's what the devil wants. He wants you to be simple. He wants you to be foolish. He wants you to be a simpleton, not understanding. the signs of the time, and it's happened throughout history. Jesus told the people of his day, he said, you can discern the face of the sky, but you can't discern the signs of the times. Your Savior, your Messiah is right here, and you can't see. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come unto me that ye might have life. It's no different today. You preach the gospel out there and people don't come. They don't hear. Yeah. I'm too busy. You preach the truth of what the consequences are. And we teach as a culture, we are teaching our children to be immoral. We teach our children not to consider any consequences. Our leaders don't consider the consequences to the nation. They're just looking at their pocketbooks, most of them, and their power. And we want all of our nation to be dull and dim-witted, coming to understand what's going to happen until it's too late. And then one day we'll understand the consequences. Go out and live in sin and never think about the consequences, but they surely come, don't they? Proverbs 1 verse 32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Proverbs 7:7, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding. That's a simple person. He just didn't understand. He hadn't been instructed, and he hates wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9 talks about the strange woman. And the things that happens and the dangers of the strange woman, of an immoral woman toward young men. And you can extrapolate that to the strange man, the immoral man toward young women and immoral women toward young men. And now both ways, by the way, because they're teaching the sins of Sodom in our schools nowadays. But the simple fact is, and they're taking little children and trying to confuse them and trying to make them think that they're not what they are, that they're of the opposite sex. And it's wickedness that we have. But he says in Proverbs 9:4, whoso is simple, this is the cry of the strange woman, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. She's going to entice him. Proverbs 9:13, a foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. And not only that, she preys on the simple, but she herself is simple because she thinks she will get away with it. The Bible says, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. That's the way the wicked person is. I didn't do anything wrong. Proverbs 9:16, again she cries, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. Proverbs 14:15 says, the simple believe every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. The simple believeth every word. Folks, is that not our culture? Anything that's put on the news or the internet, everybody just believes it. Nobody questions it. By the way, it's not just the liberals that want to keep you simple and without understanding. It's a heap of the conservatives too. You'd be careful about that. Just because somebody may agree with you doesn't mean they have their on an issue. Doesn't always mean they have your best interest at heart, does it? Something to think about. You need to be prudent. You need to foresee the evil. Proverbs 14:18 says, "The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge." And we see all this stuff in our culture, but it's also in the church. The churches were warned about people. Romans chapter 16, verse 18, "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the simple." There's the reality. The simple pass on and are punished because they're not prudent. We look at our culture and we see the simplicity of our culture and the wickedness and the people just taking whatever they're told. I know people who don't know the first preacher personally, but they know all preachers are corrupt and hypocritical. You ever known that? If you're a pastor, or a missionary or a preacher, you had to deal with that. How'd they get that way? Because somebody told them that. And it fit with their narrative, and they grabbed it, and they went on. They can't be bothered to pay attention to find out. They believe every Christian's a hypocrite, right? And you know, there's some truth in that, because we all have hypocritical tendencies. None of us are perfect, are we? So if you want to define hypocrisy as not being perfect, then I guess everybody's a hypocrite. But that's not how the Bible defines hypocrisies. But that's good enough for the simple. But people live their lives and they walk in sin and they don't foresee the evil. They're not prudent. They don't understand. Prudent man, we foresee the evil and we hide ourselves. We prepare. We make sure that we're in a safe place. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth to it and is safe. We exhort one another, we exhort our brothers and sisters to stay close to God, to learn to walk with God, to pray, to seek the Lord, to seek the will of God. All of these things are steps of the prudent man. But so many in our churches and the majority of people are completely simple when it comes to spiritual things, and they think that somehow that it's all going to come out all right in the end, no matter what I do. Because Jesus loves me, and then those same people, when I go as a pastor and I talk to them, when many times the things that have happened to them have been the consequences of their deeds, when they should have known better, it's, "Why is God doing this to me?" Because the prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. And ultimately, and the saddest thing about it all, is that eventually people die. And the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. And God, throughout history, and especially in our day and age, we go out and we try to preach the gospel. We try to share the good news of the gospel. We try to share the salvation that was purchased by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, by His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And people say, "Oh, I don't need that. Yeah, I know what the Bible says, but I believe. Well, I'll get saved later. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Go thy way when I have convenient season. I'll call for you. And people die and go to hell. Because they're not prudent enough. And the sad thing about it, many of these people that are going out today and they're doing prepper and homesteading and they're taking care of their families' physical needs and they're taking care of their futures and they're prepared if hard times come. But many of these same people are not prepared for the day of their death or the return of the Lord. And we know in the book of 2 Thessalonians, there's coming a time that those who receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved, that God is going to send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. There's a consequence. That's why he says in the Bible, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. That's why he says that today is the day of salvation. People go through their life, they reject the offer of salvation. They go through life and they reject the morality and the wisdom of the Word of God. And they act like nothing bad's ever going to happen. And then when it happens, they're shocked. And don't get me wrong. The Bible makes it clear that yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus who suffer persecution. There are going to be some hard times for you as a Christian. Just because we're in a battle, we fight a war. You can't get out of this battle. It's there. We're to be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And he tells us, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. What's happening to you, and you're not alone. The devil hates all of us. The thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Yes, you'll have hard times. And yes, there will be battles. So why would you want to add to that? By not preparing yourself spiritually. And above all, why would you want to go through life not knowing what was going to happen to you after you died? Not knowing whether you were going to go to heaven or go to hell. Why would you want to spend your life that way? When the Bible makes it clear that you can know you have eternal life. When the Bible makes it clear that Christ died for you, that He bore your sins in His own body when He was on the tree. I mentioned earlier, when William Tyndale was at the stake and they were going to burn his body for simply preaching and teaching and printing the Word of God and putting the Word of God in English so everybody could read it, so that everybody could be prudent and foresee the evil. And as that so-called church put him to death, And as he called out from that, his own funeral pyre, from that stake, and he called out and said, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." Like I said before, I believe that the King James Bible is a direct answer to that prayer. We ought to be praying the same thing for our nation, for our neighbors, for our leaders, for the people we send the missionaries to. Lord, open their eyes. If you're here today and you're not saved, and I know everybody here in this small group we have together this morning professes to be saved, but if you don't know for sure if you die today you go to heaven, I beg you now to foresee the evil. Be prudent and realize that one day you will stand before God and you will give an account. And if your name is not found in the book of life of the Lamb, you will be cast into a lake of fire. And the fire will not be quenched. The worm will not die. And that's forever. Just as surely as eventually our sins find us out, ultimately that sin of unbelief, that sin of rejecting the grace of God, is going to find you out. It's a wonderful thing when people look ahead and prepare, isn't it? You know, it's a good thing to be prepared for famine. But not everybody's going to suffer from famine, are they? It's a good thing to be prepared about inflation. But not everybody's going to be affected by inflation to the degree of everybody else. Some folks are rich. They can afford it. They know. Did you know that during the Great Depression, when so many people lost a lot, there were still a lot of rich people?